Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I want to encourage you on today, as our broadcast topic is plugged into the source. I remember the day that the Lord told me who I am. And he said that I am a customer service agent for him, and what I do is service souls. So ever since that day, that's exactly what I have been doing. And that's through witnessing and serving at the nursing homes, through my broadcast, encouraging others through God's word, and then through my ministry of the food bank and building the boxes and getting them ready for others who need food. And so it's just a blessing to have this broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio where I can do just that, encourage others. And also through a weekly prayer line that I do and a Bible study that I do on Wednesday nights. So let me share with you, praise God, about the prayer line. So if you need prayer, it's from 7:15 in the morning until, I first started out saying till 7:30, but because the Lord has been blessing, so it's from 7:15 in the morning until. And if you would like to be a part of this prayer line, you can do so. You can do that. All you have to do is call in at 515-606-5329. And the code is 634-812. And you will be connected directly to us, and you will be with us as we pray and praise and share, praise God, our prayer requests, and as we share our praise reports of what the Lord has done and is doing for us. So also I want you to check out my website. I am a writer, and the Lord has blessed, and I'm getting ready to do this other book that the Lord has given. So if you go to my website, which is www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and check out my books and check out the website and see what I am doing on God's program. Praise God. So I just want you to be encouraged on today as we talk about plugged into the source. Plugged in to the source. But before we get started, let's just have a word of prayer, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about plugged in to the source. It's a good thing to be plugged into the source. Praise God. Amen. Most gracious Father, sure to want to thank you today. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, God. Oh, praise God. You showed us through your word and through loving Israel just how much you love us. Oh, thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. For we know without you, we can do nothing. But with you in our lives, we can do all things through you who strengthens us. We ask for your forgiveness if we have done, said, thought, acted in any way, God, that was displeasing to you. And we thank you, hallelujah, thank you for it right now, God. Father, we ask that you would be with us as we go through this pandemic, oh God, another test, another trial, oh God. But help us, cover us, keep us covered, Lord, in your blood as we go through, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Go in the hospitals, God, and touch those that are sick, God, those that have COVID on today, God. Ask that you would touch, heal, deliver, and set them free, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have come home, Lord, with you. Father, we ask that you would bless their families, oh God. Encourage their hearts today, God, as they go through, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the Patterson family, the Curry family, and all of those that have said, pray for me. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, we ask for your continued blessings as we go through this broadcast on today. Ask for your anointing, Lord. For it's you, God, that anoint us to speak the words that you would give us to say, Lord. And we just thank you for it right now. Thank you for your many blessings that you have already bestowed upon us. And we continue to give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you. And amen and amen. Praise God. Praise God. Plugged into the source. Praise God. And if you want to join me today, I'm live and in living color, not a tape. Praise God. From 2 until 2:30, we are talking live. So if you want to join in, praise God. And if you have a thought or you would like to just give a testimony, praise God, you are at liberty to do just that. We're talking about plugged into the source. Praise God. And this is our Recover All Wednesday. Praise God. The Lord some time ago gave me a topic for each day. And today is Recover All Wednesday. And you know the story, the scripture that backs it up is about David and how that when the enemy came into the camp and took David's family. And David went to the Lord. Praise God. He didn't just go into self-pity mode and start feeling sorry for himself and wondering what he was going to do, but he went to the source. Oh, praise God. He was plugged in to the source, and he went to the source, and he asked God, what should he do? Should he pursue? And God told him, yes, pursue and recover all. Praise God. So this is what this Wednesday is about, recovering all that the enemy has stolen. Oh, my God, has stolen from us on today. We have to stay plugged in. We have to get plugged in and then stay plugged into the source. So this Recover All Wednesday, that's what we are talking about. Amen, amen. And our scripture for this is coming from John 15, 4, 5 through 7. Jesus said, it's like this, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. We can do nothing without Christ. We need him. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And we understand that. If you don't understand that, then the things that you've already done and failed at, oh, praise God, you know well, thank you, Lord Jesus. But with Christ in our lives, thank you, Lord, we can do all things. He does the impossible. Things that man call impossible, they are just right for God. They're just right for him. And so we thank him for that on today. So if you abide in me, and my words abide in you. So it is very important that we begin our day, our mornings, plugged into the power source. Oh, praise God. Don't just get up out of the bed in the morning and just go on your way without saying anything to the Lord. Oh, God, we're not plugged in. We're not plugged in. But we need to be. We want to be. And we're in a pandemic, and we surely need to be plugged in all with the Lord on today. Praise God. Because we don't know when or where the Lord is coming back to get us. And praise God, we don't want to be lost. So we've got to stay plugged in to the power source, which is Jesus. So when I woke up this morning and I was, I plug in my iPads and different things in the mornings when I get up so that they can be recharged. But this morning I plugged in my iPad and it was completely dead. It was completely dead. So I needed to get it recharged. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to use it. But I plugged it in to the electrical source. Oh, praise God. Think about it. So thank you. So when we plug in, thank you, Lord Jesus, to Jesus, the source, oh, praise God, he gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. And he gives us understanding how to do this or how to do that. With Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I praise God for that. Are you plugged in to the true source of power? Have you ever thought about it? That the source, the true source, is Jesus. If you have not tried him, you need to try him. The scriptures say, oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. This is what happens when we are not plugged into the proper power source. Things can happen. Our lives tend to become messy, filled with confusion, with no direction, and then we play the blame game. Oh, God, we play the blame game. I just think about that for years. I have been rearing my grandchildren. And I just, you know, think about it, how that sometimes instead of appreciation, that's exactly what happens. The blame game. Blame for this. It's your fault that I didn't do this. It's your fault. Instead of being grateful for the things that has happened, you know, then we begin to play the blame game. But we need to stay away from blaming others for our errors, our mistakes. Do you think when we stand before God that he's going to listen to that excuse, the blame game? I didn't do this. I didn't serve you, Lord. I didn't get to know you because of somebody else. Well, you should have went to the source. If you go to the source, the true source, you go to Jesus, then you won't have to worry about what others do. You won't have to play the blame game because God, He takes care of all of that. Even our enemies, praise God, God takes care of the enemy. If somebody have done you wrong, praise God, go to the source, tell God about it. We can tell others about it, and sometimes that don't do any good. But if we tell Jesus about what we have been through, what has happened, then He will come and He will give us, He will help us. Praise God. So we don't want to play the name game or the blame game. Our vision becomes clouded, our hearing becomes distorted, and our thinking is scattered without any peace. And God, He gives peace. We can associate this messiness with the fact that when we are not plugged into the Lord, it is interesting, when we are not plugged into the Lord, it is interesting that when the power goes out, so many people tend to panic. Have you ever had that experience with your electricity? I have, and yes, we panicked. We surely did. We didn't have any candles. You know, we when there's a storm and the lightning will strike a box, and all of the lights go out, and we're not prepared because we didn't have any candles to light. So our lights are out. So we can associate the messiness when we are not plugged into the Lord. Praise God. Even candlelight does not shine as bright as when you have the proper power source connected and working. So when the lights go out, praise God, and we've already panicked. And we got candles. Did we find candles? We didn't have any, but we found some. But your light don't shine as bright from a candlelight as it does when the lights are truly plugged into the source. Praise God, and it lights the whole place. So it's not to be compared. It's not to be compared as when we have the proper power source connected and working. Praise God, and working. It is interesting that even with the flicker of light, we tend to stumble in the dark. So when we just got a flicker, oh God, we're not plugged in. We're not plugged in. We need to get plugged in with the Lord because we can stumble. Oh, praise God. We can stumble when we're not plugged in with God, plugged into the source. Praise God. This goes the same when our complete power source has been cut off. We find ourselves not able to accomplish anything. And I told you earlier, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Staying plugged into the source is that if we inhabit, live in Him, His Word, the Bible dwells in us. So we've got to get in the Word and allow the Word to get in us. We've got to allow it to get in us. This daily living and occupancy are continuous and intentionally. We do it on purpose. We have to practice living this life daily and do it intentionally. Praise God. We have to do it to take time. It's not about having time. But it's about taking time on God's program to get those things done that He would have us to do. Plug in to the power source. So staying plugged into the source that if we inhabit, live in Him, His Word, the Bible, dwell in us. This daily living and occupancy are continuous and intentional. We have to do it on purpose. We stay plugged in by reading the written word. What did I say? We got to get in the word and read it. You got to know what it says. Praise God. And, you know, yes, the enemy is always working. He's always on his job doing those things that he needs to do to distract us. He distracts us most of the time when you get sleepy. It's when you're reading the word. Start reading the word and watch what he try to do, because he don't want you to get in the word. Sure don't want you to read it, and sure don't want you to meditate it on it. Praise God. We are told to pray without ceasing. We know that. The scripture tells us pray without ceasing. No, we don't always have to be on, we don't always have to be on our knees. We don't always have to be in our closet, but we can go along through our day just in conversation with the Lord. But that's why it's so important that we have a relationship. We have a relationship with the Lord. Praise God. I know I met a lady when I first moved here to Texas back in the 80s, and we have remained friends ever since in a relationship. But we don't talk every day. We don't talk every day. But when we come together, oh, praise God, we reminisce and we talk about, because we got something in common. We have the Lord Jesus in common. So we talk about Him. We are told to pray without ceasing. Be quick to forgive. Oh, most of the time we've been so hurt in situations that it's hard for us to forgive. But the word tells us to forgive. That's why it's important that we get in the word, so we can know what Jesus said. We can know what Daddy said about these different situations, because He died on the cross for us. Even though we were yet sinners, He yet died for us. And we can't forgive one another after all that He's done for us. So He said, be quick to forgive. Don't let it linger. One scripture said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. So we have to learn to forgive quickly. And then serve others. Serve others. And I just want to touch on this an announcement that we are doing coming up August the 1st. Praise God, which is coming up Saturday. Amen. And I just want to touch, because it's talking about serving others. And that's one of the things that the Lord would have us to do, and that's serve others. So on Saturday, August the 1st, Kojic Mission Awakening Project Team, Austin and ANCC, All Nations Christian Center, Silent Hand Ministry will be teaming up for a community outreach event. Praise God. This will take place at All Nations Christian Center here in Round Rock. Praise God. And there will also be a team in Taylor, Texas. So we're teaming up at All Nations, but it's also going to be in Taylor, Texas. And this event will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and will be a drive-through event. There will also be mobilized teams to drive to as well. There will be a prayer line. There will be a food distribution and backpacks and school supplies for kids. So if you would like to be a part of this If you need a prayer, or and it's going to be a drive-through, so if you need prayer, or you need food, or you need backpacks or supplies for your children, come on down. Come on down. And All Nation Christian Center is located at 15501 620, Rural Route 620 North, and that is Suite 1100, and that's at 78717. And so, so come on and be a part of this service as we serve others. And the president of our mission group is Elder Christopher Gary, and the president for the Silas Hand is Evangelist Gary. Praise God. And yours truly is the vice president of our missions department. So if you're in need of prayer, so we're going to be doing, we're going to cover all the bases. We're going to be praying, and we're going to be passing out food and supplies for the children. And so if you want to be a part of that, if you're in need of any of that, then come and join us. And our pastor of All Nations is none other than Elder Nolan Tracy Mitchell. So join us and in this service as we serve others, as one of the things that we do to stay plugged in, to stay plugged in to the source, and that source is Jesus. Worship and praise the Lord in season and out of season. Praise is a weapon that we use against the enemy. And when we praise God, say, when praises go up, blessings, they come down. And so we want to stay plugged into the source. Stay plugged in. Don't, because this we're in a pandemic, don't let this disturb you. Don't worry about it. Yes, be concerned, and that's okay, but don't let it worry you. Talk to Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus and tell him all about what's going on with you, what you need. God's got it, and he's able to supply, and he said that he would supply every one of our needs, but we got to stay plugged in to the source. He don't want to straddle the fence. Oh, praise God, because he said if we look warm, he said he would spew us out of his mouth. So we want to stay plugged in to the Lord. Apart from Christ, you can do nothing. We can do nothing. Praise God. So we want to stay plugged in to the source. Our source is Jesus. Abide in me. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. We want to abide in the vine. Abide in our Lord Jesus Christ. And then watch him work. We can do these things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. So I want you to be encouraged on today to stay plugged in to the source. And that source is Jesus. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Sister Gary? Hello? Hello? Sister Gary? Hello? Praise God. Hello? Amen, amen, amen. Sister Gary, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Hello, now you can hear me. It said I was muted.
Yes, okay. And we are out of time, but I did announce it.
Okay,
and
okay.
So,
I apologize.
Yes.
Now, someone came to my house and they just left. I do apologize. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I did announce it, though. But thank you.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you, guys,
yes,
and our Lord willing, we'll all see you tomorrow. We love you and thank God for you, and just pray that souls will be saved in Jesus' name.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
Yes, amen. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Praise God.